The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, to me my flesh is a threat, so my face turn up your effect.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give you the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now, on this station, or checking out our podcast. But show, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air. That's right, making you part of our live podcast. It's easy. All you have to do is jump on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, or Instagram Live. Post your comments there and we'll read them live on air, making you part of our live podcast. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. When we come back, we will check in with the entire Reverb Live crew. We'll also check in with you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Interviews and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It could be in the morning before the sun even starts to shine. Before I open my eyes, you're on my mind. Even if it gets too stormy in here and the winds, they start to blow, I can rest assured and know you'll never let me go. You're just when I need you, not a second late, you're right on time to make a way and save the day. You're like a superhero, that's why I never fear. You're there, oh, just when I need you, I know you'll be there. Could be late in the midnight hour. If my soul is in distress, you remind me that with you I'm blessed. Let go of the stress, a present help in trouble.
That's what I believe,
that I can't lose as long as I know that you're there. Just when I need you, not a second late, you're right on time to make a way and save the day. Like a superhero, that's why I never fear. You're there just when I need you. I know you'll be there just when I need you, not a second late, you're right on time to make a way and save.
Global Show.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Family. How are you out there? Hope y'all are having a great day so far. Hope y'all enjoying listening to this episode. Look, we got a lot of stuff involved in this show. I can't wait to get out to you. First of all, we got to check in with the Reverb Live crew. Let's check in with Professor Tracy. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, family? What's good, DJ Rain?
Yeah.
And shout outs to you, King D3.
D3 in the building.
Man, I am so excited because it's, you know, we're nearing like the holiday seasons, and this is the season.
I love the holiday season,
man.
It's that time of the year. It's that time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And I'm excited because I get a chance to whip out, you know, an old skill that I have. I collected back when a guy whose name is Cyrus Flanagan, Pastor Flanagan at the time, a skill that he taught me, and I learned it by just being in the kitchen with him and him showing me piece by piece of what to do, and that is to make sweet potato pies.
Oh, are you going to do that?
I am making
sweet potatoes. Are you going
to do it? I picked up my bushel of sweet potato pies yesterday. I am ready. So I'll be putting together my pie orders. I've been having people give me a call and say, hey, I want to put in order for, you know, 5 pies, 4 pies.
Come on, put the Smiths down for one.
I got the Smith family down for one pie. But yeah, man, I'm excited. It's just the smell of it when it's baking in the house and it's like tons of bacon and you can't get it out of everything. You know how you cook and your food is in, smell is in everything?
Everything.
The bacon smell is in everything.
I mean, there's bacon in sweet potato pie?
The baking. The process.
Bacon. Yeah, the baking process. I got you.
Yes, and then you got people knocking on the door like, do you smell that?
Is that coming from here?
Yes. What is that smell? What are you cooking over there? Sweet potato pies.
Oh,
you want
man.
One? You got to put in your order, ma'am or sir.
Now, would you ever diversify and do like an apple pie?
I love apple pie. I would just have to learn how to make it and then make it as good as I think that the person who taught me how to make it would have done it.
Okay. It is that time of the year, man. I don't know. Like, I had to ask my coworkers, like, when can I start playing my Christmas music, bro? Can I play it on November the 1st?
You know what? Quietly, people were doing it already.
I love Christmas music.
Look, no, it was just what, Halloween?
Yeah.
The next day after Halloween, like, I had to go to a doctor's appointment. I go inside the doctor's office.
Christmas music.
They're playing Christmas music. I'm like, this is November 1st. So they're like, Miss Hines, come on in. They say, how you doing? I say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm shaking hands and talking to everybody, Merry Christmas.
But I love it, man. That's when I can pull out my Christmas jazz. I can stream some YouTube Christmas
Let
jazz.
It snow.
Oh, man. And I play it all the time. They don't like me at the job, but that's all right. That's all right. We're going to hear this Christmas music. Lift up the name of Jesus, man. And this is the time where, like, I love to decorate my house. Like, wifey can do the inside. You got that. But the outside is mine. I cut my grass. I manicure my lawn. Mm-hmm. And then I put on my lights. We have a long row of hedges that goes around the front of the house and along the walkway. I got these hedges that light up with these nets. I got lights on that. I have lights that go around the whole edge of the rooftop. I have 3 different rooftops, so I have to hang upside down and
all
almost
right. Up on the rooftop.
Fall.
Click, click, click.
trying to get these lights up. I have these big trees out there that I put lights on those. I have these 2 trees that meet the entrance of my home. I put lights on. I got lights. I spend too much money on lights. Every year, I need to get these lights. I need to get a backup light in case this light go out. I don't want to be short.
You're such an engineer.
I get a backup light, man. I don't want to tell my wife how much money I spent. I got lights in the car right now. I haven't even put up yet. I'm just gonna find somewhere
tell
to
your
put
wife.
Them. Don't look in there either.
Is
wife.
She on live? Cause my.
But man, I love decorating my house, and I love it when people drive by and they slow down. They're like, you can tell they're looking at the house. They admire it. They appreciate
and
it.
And you got like a corner house. Your house is like out in front.
It's a rule. If your house is on the corner, it has to be.
It has to be.
It has to be.
What book is that written in? That has to be book. It has to be done.
Man, man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. But and so people, we're gonna have a good time listening to this show. We have a question out there that we're gonna do for you. It's about binge watching and watching your favorite programs and shows and all that stuff for the holidays. We'll get to that, and then we'll get to we'll also get to the Reverb Word of the Day. Let us know that you're checking into the show. Hit us up on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, or YouTube Live. Drop your comments and we'll shout you out. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
God's gonna do it. In my mind that God's gonna do it.
Gonna do it, gonna do it.
You can try all you want, bottom line is you just can't do it.
Can't do it, can't do it.
It's gonna take a great God with all my heart for this one. Only you can take all my problems, dismiss them. I'm not waiting for nothing. You shot my hand and you won't leave me hanging. You never leave, but I count that a blessing. Call on your name like a teacher, your presence. Jehovah, trust in you, Lord, all the way to the finish. It's already over. Thought that I told you, God's gon' do it. God's gon' do it. God's gon' do it. God's gon' do it.
God's gon' do it. Gon' do it. God's gon' do it. Gon' do it. God's gon' do it. Gon' do it.
He said it, that's all to it. Ain't nothing left to be said. He's the realest, ain't no doubt about it. And after God do it, we gon' throw a party. Cause God's not a man,
God's not a man.
That he should lie. So here I stand on my solid rock. He's on my side, Jehovah Jah, he will provide. So I believe and walk by faith and God's gon' do it.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Kerry the Dreamer, and you listening to the Reverb Live Show with your boy, DJ Rain. Guys, go do it, go do it!
different gospel shows.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
They're not ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your 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 Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. Loving that time of the year, Rank.
Tracy the Professor.
You ain't gonna put nothing on it?
Merry Christmas.
There you go. Tracy's the time of the year.
We need some Thanksgiving songs.
Oh! There's none.
Yeah. Thank you, outdoors. Thank you.
Gotta find
no
some
food.
Things.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
No clothes.
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes,
there
ham,
you go.
Hogs.
Yeah. There we go.
I'll find some. Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew's in the building. I hope you guys are out there enjoying yourself so far, vibing with the Reverb Live Crew. Shout out to my man King D3, who's not on today's episode. He's sick. He chose to stay home to be safe to others. Mm-hmm. If you're sick out there, people, this is still the pandemic. We don't. You might not even have it, but the very look of it.
Just a.
We don't need to carry that into the workplace. Mm-mm. Just stay home. Work from home. It's okay. People are more understanding now in these times. You don't have to prove anything to anybody by coming to work and coughing around and being sick at the job. Stay home. And stay put and listen to this Reverb Word of the Day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
We got Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. But before I read this Reverb Word of the Day, we want to encourage all of our listeners out there to read at least one scripture verse a day. Just one.
Just one.
Just one. So Psalms chapter 41, verse 3, it says, "The Lord will sustain him upon his sick bed. In his illness, you will restore him to health." For anybody who is struggling with some type of physical health or mental health issue that's going on in your body or in your mind, the Lord will sustain you. The Lord will sustain you through this. Whether you have to go through it or he will sustain you until he fulfills or he completes his healing inside of you. All right? This is what his word says. If you were riding in the car somewhere and you like, man, I'm riding to an appointment or something, or I am, you know, in the middle of just... I'm sitting up, you know, in the middle of a hospital bed, or I'm trying to figure out, man, why did this happen to me? Why do I feel this way? What's going on? Dot, dot, dot. I'm trying to tell you guys what God's word says. And as a matter of fact, his word also says, like, if it wasn't, David said, I would have despaired unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The only way you're going to believe to see anything is by believing God's word. God's word is everlasting. God's word would never fail. And this is what his word says. If you are sick, I have people that I'm praying for, family members that I'm praying for, to be healed from different sicknesses that's going on. And I'm believing this word right here says the Lord will sustain him upon his sick bed. In his illness, he will restore him to health. And that is the Reverb word of the day. That is our prayer for you guys. That prayer is simply that the Lord will restore you to health.
Look, I understand that some of those who have never been in that position before, mm-hmm. who've never laid up in the hospital bed, mm-hmm. who've never laid up on their potential deathbed, mm-hmm. cannot grasp that the power of that scripture. I have not been that sick in my life to where I had to draw on the Lord like that. Mm-hmm. It's never been my experience. But it's good to put these scriptures in your pocket,
yeah.
for when times do get low, for when
you have to pull it out for somebody else.
You may have to use it on your mom. You may have to use it on your spouse, your loved one, your child. And that, oh man, that hurts me so much to think about. It could happen to a child. Mm. Then you have to go pray on their behalf. But use these scriptures again. If you've never been in this situation before, well, God bless you. Great, you're in great health, and stay that way. But use this scripture for somebody else.
Yeah.
Put this one in your pocket. How you say it again?
How do I say what?
That scripture.
Oh, I closed my... Isaiah 41, mm-hmm. 3. It says it says, "The Lord will sustain him upon his sick bed. Mm. In his illness, you will restore him to health.
Yeah, restore him to health. And that's the prayer that we have for you. The prayer that we put that one in your pocket, in your back pocket. Have that one ready to pull out. All right? People, we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about watching some shows. Favorite TV shows that come out this time of the year. Favorite movies that come out this time of the year. What are you going to be watching?
What are we going to binge watch?
What are you going to binge watch? And we're also going to play a little game. The this or that game.
Okay.
I kind of want to keep it lively a little bit. All right, we'll see what's going on. Check in with us. We'll check in with you right after this Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
This is Miss Pascat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
I got beans, creams, potatoes,
potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, greens, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it. You name it. You name it.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice,
raw,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes. Beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it. You name it. You name it. You name it.
The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb. To me, my flesh is a mess. So, my please turn up your effect.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. Movie watching Rain.
Merry Christmas, Tracy. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how you, that's just so disrespectful to Thanksgiving.
What we you did you say you play your I Christmas said, music?
Because they don't have any Thanksgiving songs.
You know what?
Shout out to everybody. Happy holidays, y'all. Happy holidays. I guess we can say that now. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay, we can say that now. Happy holidays to y'all, man. Jesus is the reason for the season. That's why we up in here shedding light to y'all. Shout out to those that are checking into the live show. The Light 777 is checking into the show. Hey, the Light 777. Summer Dawn. Summer is one of our biggest fans. Summer lives in the same area we live in. Down the street from the studio, probably, and never comes to see us. Summer, what is your problem? Come on, Summer. Come see us, come see us, come see us. We are here talking about, it's that time of the year. Certain movies only play around this time of the year. What are the movies that you're going to be watching this time of the year? Let us know. Post those comments in the chat window. Is there movies that you as a family just have to watch? Like, you go pull out the tape. Like, oh, this the tape that we always watch.
You got to blow it out like the Nintendo cartridge.
This the DVD we always play. I know it skipped right here, but that's all right.
Yeah, let me see if they got it on YouTube so I can wake and watch it on YouTube.
What is that movie? What is that show that you guys watch all the time this time of the year? What is it on TV that you guys are doing? People are going to be home a lot for Thanksgiving. They're going to watch something.
Hopefully they watch that plate in that stove that food don't burn. That's what they need to be watching. Make sure they can cook in peace.
So don't have that food burn. We're going to have a list of shows, TV shows or things to watch this holiday season.
Binge watch.
You can binge watch them. The stuff that you watch them all the time. Only around this time of the year. All right, let's kick things off. If you have some out there, let us know. Tracy, what you got?
I saw that they have a new Home Alone, but it's not called Home Alone. It's called
Home Again. Or?
It's called Home Sweet Home Alone. I can't wait to watch it. It's new. I can't wait to see what that's going to be about.
I'm going
to
let my kids watch the first one. Because I think it's actually still pretty good family watching fun.
Yeah.
We may even do that. I love going to the cartoon eras and watching Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
I love that. When the Peanuts crew get together, the food that they eat at this Thanksgiving. I mean, I want to laugh, but if that's what they had, that's what they had. Piece of bread and popcorn and juice.
Yeah, we have Delight 77 checking in saying there are a lot of movies we watch. Sandlot.
Is that a Christmas Thanksgiving thing?
I don't know. Is that a Christmas or Thanksgiving thing? Delight.
It's a good movie.
Because I always thought it was a kids, just a kids movie.
Anytime. Yeah.
36 Chambers.
What is that?
What is that?
Is that a show?
I don't know. That sounds like a gun.
Wow. Okay. Never,
what's 36 never Chambers? I have no idea. He's also saying Jack Frost.
Oh, that's a... Wait a minute. That's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's a Christmas type of movie.
Is that like the claymation thing?
I think that might be what it is. That's the one when they kind of... Yeah, what you said.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Not the cartoon one, but like the claymation one. Thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You know, this has been a busy time for me. These past 2 months, I haven't really had a chance to just kind of sit down with a lot of, life issues going on. So I need to catch up on my regular TV shows.
That is true. Been busy.
Yeah. I love watching Bob Love Loves Abishola.
He still watches.
I have to catch up on Bob Loves Abishola.
It's a good show.
Yeah. It's a new season now, and I'm like, I got to catch up on this.
And I don't know why I like it, because... It depicts like African culture, but African culture is very similar to Caribbean culture.
Oh, yeah.
So I find a lot of the similarities hilarious.
Yeah. I also have to catch up on my Equalizer.
Oh, with the Equalizer.
With Queen Latifah. I have to. I have to catch up on both of those. And it's good because now that I'm behind on the shows, all I have to do is just take time to just sit down and just watch them all and not be excited about what's about to happen next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you just watch them.
Watch them all.
That's one of the benefits. That's one of the benefits of not watching them as they come out. Yep. You can just build them up. Yep. I am still watching this TV series. It used to come on the CW called The 100. They made like 7 or 8 episodes of this thing. And I've watched the first 3 and I was hooked. And I was like, because you want to see what happened. It's like, life on Earth is done because of nuclear war. They had a third nuclear war. So then everybody had to live in space. While they were in space, life on space is about to run out because they didn't plan to stay up here for that long. But they have to see if the life on Earth is still there. So they sent 100 kids. These were some bad kids. They sent 100 of the worst kids down on the planet to see if it's habitable. And so they're down there and all kind of stuff breaks out. People are living there. They couldn't believe somebody was there. They couldn't believe animals are there. Plants are there. And they get into these wars and these fights. And there's always a misunderstanding of something.
Sit down and just talk about
just,
it.
If y'all would have just paused and said, hey, man, this is how we feel. Mm-hmm. Life would have been so much different. But they don't. They fly off the handle and they just react first. And so I'm in episode four or five, and hopefully I can watch it to episode to season eight. So I'm going to try to catch up with that.
Okay. I'm going to watch. There is another show that comes on as well. It's a kids cartoon, and it's called Prodigy. It's a spinoff. It's a cartoon spinoff of Star Trek. The Star Trek.
Prodigy?
Mm-hmm.
Is this on Disney?
Is it on Disney? No, it's not on Disney. It's on Paramount.
Okay. Prodigy. Never heard of that.
I like watching some kids shows. It's like there was a hidden or old spaceship from the Star Trek type spaceship, and some slaves found it, and not like African slaves, but just like kids from other universes found it, okay. And they were always hoping to go out and tour the universe, and you know, they never thought it was going to be any hope. They stumbled upon it, and they, you know, flew out of there, and so now it's going to be a whole show about their adventure.
They're adventurers.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Stuff I can watch with my little nieces and nephews.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know, and you got to find stuff like that, because like, the kids are going to be home too.
Mm-hmm.
And when the kids are home, you just can't watch. I make it a point not to just watch anything with guns, violence, or anything like that, because the kids are watching. So you got to find something good, fun, and wholesome. Now, another wholesome thing to watch is, I bring it back to my man Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown kept it wholesome 100.
Okay, Charlie.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Oh, man, I love that.
What's
that.
What's the intro song? I love it. I just can't think of it right now. No, not the Peanuts song.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas.
Christmas time!
Yes! That's a... Yes.
Oh, I love that song. That's where I know Christmas is here.
I want to cry on it. Every time I hear it, I just want to cry. Like, oh, yes.
Oh,
Charlie,
man.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, yeah. And, you know, on Disney, they have some new movies that have come out that I would love to watch. There's another Marvel's movie that has come
Ooh.
Out. And it's called Shang-Chi or Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy from what's the name of that show? We call it From Kim's Convenience.
Kim's Convenience.
It's a show in Canada. That's how we got it started.
Yeah, so they have that one. And then, so now they also have some of the movies that are starting to come out now, you know, on to the Plus site where you can actually watch them. And that's the Jungle Cruise. I like watching kids fun movies too. Like, so
that's a good movie. I saw that movie. It's a good movie.
You did?
Good
movie. I want to watch that good movie. I really want to watch that. Both of those.
Hey, we're here talking about Christmas movies, or movies that are shown only around this time of the year. It is holiday season. People are going to try to catch up or binge watch some of their old shows or some of the shows that they've been missing out on. What shows are you going to be watching out there? Let us know. Put it in the comment window. And when we come back, we'll play a little game called This or That. We'll let you in on it when we get back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
What's going on, family? This is Uncle Reese. When I'm online, I listen to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Tripping cause I'm not tripping.
Ooh,
temptation in my face, but I'm not slipping.
Ooh,
I enjoy money, but don't love it. I forgive all of my haters, I'm so above
Let's
it.
Let's go!
I know they stand there plotting my demise, but I keep showing up like surprise.
Like surprise.
Thank you, we done did it again. Hold the trophy up, take a pick for the win.
Ooh,
if God be
for me, then nobody can stop me. Break out in the shower in the hotel lobby. Please tell the driver to pull over just for a second while I run around the car, thanking God for my blessings. Yeah.
Thanking God for my blessings.
For his blessings.
Thank you, God, for his blessings.
Thanking God for his blessings. Teacher, I'm a rapper and a preacher.
Ooh.
Enjoying every day is how I reach
it.
We don't do no bleachers, we some trappies.
Let's go.
I feel like Moses, cause my staff.
What?
Microphone, I rock it. I feel like a Houston rocket. If you try to lay up, sin upon me, Holy Spirit, block it.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm raising brand with the two schools.
Let's
my
go.
Life bears fruit, I keep the spirit in the loop.
Yeah.
On the cross, yes, you was said that it's true.
Ooh.
I feel like Vince Carter, whole arm through.
Let's
thank you, we done did it again. Hold the trophy up, take a pic for the win.
Let's go.
If God be for me, then nobody can
stop me.
Break out in the shower in a hotel lobby. Please tell the driver to pull over just for a second while I run around the car, thanking God for my blessings.
Yeah.
Thanking God for my blessings.
Lord,
you don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
Shout out to my man King D3. I know you're not in the building, baby. But hey, check this out, man. Thank you for always joining the show. With us or without us, you're still part of the crew. We are talking about things, people that people watch during the holiday season. Like, what do you watch during the holidays? This is now that time. This is the holidays. We can say it's the holidays. You can say Merry Christmas. You can say Happy Holidays. You can say Happy Thanksgiving. Can you say Happy Thanksgiving? You can only say that like on Thanksgiving.
Merry giving.
So we were putting some shows out there that we love to watch this time of the year. I didn't mention one. It's A Wonderful Life. You gotta watch that. The old black and white show. And the black and white version, not the color version. The black and white version. Wanted to put that one out there. And any of those old shows any new shows that you haven't seen in a while that you want to binge watch and catch up on, you can do that. But if you have any out there, put them out there. We're going to be playing This Christmas. Is that a song?
That's both a song and a movie.
That's what I think of. Mm-hmm. A new one that people put out there that some of Donner said is Jingle Jangle. Mm-hmm. You remember that one? That's like a black car. It was a cartoon or a real thing?
I think it was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon. About an inventor.
It was good.
It was dope. And all the Charlie Brown movies out there. All right. So let's play this or that. I'm going to say something, and you tell me which one you would pick. It's very simple, very straightforward. All right. Your Christmas weather. Do you want it to be hot or cold?
Medium.
No, Trace. That's not how the game works. You pick one. You say this or that. Which one would
you
pick?
For cold.
So for Christmas time, you want to go with that
cold
feeling.
Because I want to get my hot chocolate and my hot coffee.
Keep that.
And
keep
my soup.
That. I would rather hot. Because I can go outside and play with my toys.
Because
if it was cold, I can't go out there.
You can go out there and play with
them.
You're just scared
cold.
Of the cold.
All right, so Madonna, some people are checking in. They're saying hot. If you're out there playing with this, put your comment in the chat window. We'll shout you out. All right. What about rain or snow during
snow.
Christmas?
Snow.
It's cold out there.
You rather have be rain?
I don't like the snow, period.
Mm-mm, snow, honey. Snow.
All right. Snow. The light checking in. He's saying cold. I want to see what people, if they like it hot. Or some people said hot or cold. Some she said hot. She said cold. The Light 7-7 is saying cold. I'm saying I like it when it rains. I prefer rain. I don't want it to be snow.
You want the rain over the
over like snow. It's either you get rain or you get snow. Which one?
It's better to go outside and play in the snow. You can eat the snow. You can open your mouth and be like,
open your mouth and do with rain if you want to. some Madonna's saying they rather have rain, I guess, but neither. All right, how about this? Do you travel or do you stay home for the holidays? This is tough. It depends on if you have a lot of family members already at your house.
It depends on what year it is. Some years I'd just rather stay home.
It's this year right now. Tracy, what are you doing? Home or are you traveling?
But I'm doing both, so I can't.
No.
For which holiday?
It's for Thanksgiving.
Home.
Christmas.
Away.
Somebody, we got a listener checking in. They're saying, y'all are two like the opposites. One is checking in saying travel. The other one's checking in saying home. It's 50-50 down the middle on this one. All right, let's talk about this. Shout out to Pure Connections just joining to the show, Reverb Live Show. We're playing a this or that game. I'm going to put a comment out there. You tell me which one you want, this one or that one. Decorations.
Yes.
Decorate or not to decorate?
Decorate.
Decorate for Thanksgiving or decorate for Christmas?
Both.
So you have two separate sides of decoration.
You just have two separate types of decorations.
Okay, two separate types of decoration. I don't want to decorate for Thanksgiving. I'd rather decorate for Christmas so I can put my lights up. But I will put my lights up during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have the fall look. You have to have that fall look.
Yeah, that fall autumn-y, brown, warm tone colors. You know,
and then you have to change it up for Christmas. Change it for Santa.
Those are checking in saying, "Baby girl, Missy Pooh 25." She's saying, "Christmas, she's going to be home."
Okay.
Summer Donna's checking in. She's saying, "Now they're going to do no decorations."
Sometimes it's just nice to look at your own Christmas tree at your own house. Be like, yeah. I put in this work for this Christmas tree.
I want to see it on Christmas.
I want to see it on Christmas. I'll wake up and see it on Christmas, and then I'll travel.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to food real quick. Mm-hmm. Chicken or turkey?
Chicken.
I'm going to go with chicken.
Yeah.
Because turkey is okay, but like, we don't have to do turkey.
The only thing about chicken, though, is because since we've been in this pandemic, chicken has been scarce.
It's true.
I told y'all a couple of shows ago that I went to a store and they said we ain't had chicken for weeks. Chicken wings for weeks.
We'll get the whole chicken. The whole chicken is still good.
Gonna eat all the whole chicken.
I'm gonna say chicken. I'm gonna say chicken. Let's do with pie. Sweet potato pie or apple pie?
Sweet potato.
I'll go with the apple pie.
Okay, that's fine. All the regular people. Sweet potato.
Sweet potato pie. What about pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Ooh, pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I love pumpkin pie. We have Delight saying sweet potato. Mm-hmm. Sweet potato, sweet potato. Summer Donner, sweet potato.
Okay.
Baby girl, Missy Elliott Poo. I added one more word to the Missy. She's saying not chicken. She's saying, I enjoy sitting around the tree, sipping hot cocoa, watching the snow come down. Yes.
Here's another one for you then, Missy Pooh. Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Ooh. Y'all had to put them in the verses together?
I'm on eggnog, son. Because you can drink hot cocoa anytime.
But I can make eggnog. I make eggnog from scratch.
Who does that?
Me.
No one does that.
I make eggnog from scratch and I bring it to the party. I brought it to one of y'all parties. Remember that? Some years ago, I brought it to one of y'all Christmas parties.
Yeah,
and it'd be some good eggnog.
So I'm gonna go with eggnog. I'm sorry. Eggnog.
It just depends. It depends.
No, it don't depend. It don't depend. On Christmas Day, what are you drinking?
Both.
That's not how the game works.
Baby girl Missy Elliott Poo 25. She put, I like pumpkin pie, apple pie, coconut custard pie.
Ooh.
That baby got all the pies, okay?
That's not how the game works, people. It's either this one or that one. You can't list them all.
Delight 77, you say you have a family that does what? That does both? Like, have both pies? or both eggnog and hot cocoa?
No, you gotta pick one though.
Baby girl Missy Elliott Poo said eggnog is good. So I guess she's going with the egg. She's with you, Rain.
There you go. Join the team. All right. She wants to sit around a tree. But what kind of tree is it?
Is it a real tree
or artificial tree?
Real.
Tracy, we've had this argument for years.
Real tree.
The
hey, Felicia.
The answer is still fake tree.
Mm-mm.
Artificial tree is the best trees. It's easy to put up, easy to transport. You buy it once and you're done.
No.
And they come pre-lit.
I don't want no scrubs.
Why do you like real trees? It's a pain. It's a hassle. You got to pick it out every year. You got to go get a tree.
That's fine. I would go to the store, put my tree on top of my truck, ride it to the house, and I had like to have some of my I call them all my kids, but some of my friends' kids to come over to the house.
Oh, yeah. Those are famous, the Tracy famous Christmas party.
Yes, and I have Christmas the boys, parties. All of the boys that carry the tree upstairs, and they like, come on, guys.
Come on,
and
guys.
Like a whole bunch of little elves on the tree bringing it upstairs. And they's like, come on, we gotta stick it inside the little trunk,
oh,
the little hole.
Cute. Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, Delight 77 said his family likes to mix both. They mix cocoa and eggnog together.
What?
Sounds good. I might try that.
Delight, you might have
it.
Something. Put the eggnog in the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I ain't never thought about
the
it.
Hot chocolate in the egg.
No, you have the chocolate.
No, because it's eggnog is eggnog, and you have to put the cocoa in the eggnog to kind of mix it to give it that cocoa.
No, you know, like
flavor
how you
it.
Pour milk in chocolate and pour milk in hot chocolate?
You
the
pour
eggnog
the
is the milk.
The milk is in a cup, Rain, and you pour the chocolate in the inside. You don't pour the chocolate.
It's like when you make your tea first, you have your tea and you put milk in your tea. It's like you put milk in coffee.
No, Rain.
What kind of person lives at your house?
No.
Who's teaching you these things?
You have to have the milk flavored first, then you pour your cocoa inside, then you mix the cocoa inside of the hot chocolate.
You're talking about the chocolate's already made, and you put the... Anyway, whatever.
You gotta mix it.
I'm not coming to Tracy's house to drink.
That's fine. He won't be
chocolate and hot cocoa. All right. Christmas time. Are you a giver of presents, or you like to receive presents? I'm a giver of presents.
I'd rather give presents.
You look like a giver.
Yeah, I'd rather give
like
presents.
You look like a giver. You give good gifts.
Because the gifts that I desire, the Lord has to give them to me. It has to come from the Lord.
She's so sane.
The ones that I desire right now, there's nothing that nobody can buy it for me.
Right. Facts.
Summer Donner saying, pre-lit artificial tree.
Thank you, Summer. Summer can come to
she
my house.
She had the pre-lit on that thing.
Exactly.
Let me see. We have Alicia Scott. She's checking in.
What's up, Dr.
She's laughing
Scott?
At us.
Come on.
We have baby girl Missy Elliott Poo, 25. She says, I like putting a lot of lights on my Christmas tree.
Yes.
True. Because you can turn off all the lights in the house and have your Christmas tree, you know, still up. I like to be a blessing and give. Is what a baby girl Missy Elliott.
She's a giver.
25. Mm-hmm.
She's a giver. That's nice.
I like to have a lot of lights around my tree as well. Mm-hmm. I could cut up all the lights and just sit there and sing Christmas songs and just reflect sometimes. Maybe I could cut off the TV and just have my tree lights.
Lights on my tree lit.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I can, you know, I'll find a way.
There you go.
To work it out, but yeah.
All right, so old Christmas songs or new Christmas songs?
Oh.
I like the old ones.
Oh, it's got to be the old ones.
I don't even like it when people take old Christmas songs and then sing it today.
Yeah,
leave
like,
the song alone, bro. They already sang this. They sang it good. They sang it great. That's why it's been here.
Listen.
Leave it alone.
I'm telling you, when I went to that Patty concert, I talked about it last episode. I went to Patty concert. She said, yes, Kelly Rowland did this song.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get it twisted, honey. I did it first. And so don't get it twisted now. They did it first. Baby girl Missy Elliott Poo says old ones. Summer Donner is saying classic.
Yeah,
so she's going with the old ones too.
All right.
Old ones though. I love that. It's just like Merry
it's
Christmas,
nostalgic.
Baby. Sure they treat you right.
That's new Christmas.
That's the old school Christmas song.
What?
Merry Christmas. I just can't sing the same voice.
Okay. What about
Alicia's saying old classic? Old classics are the best. Let me hear the violin vinyl, excuse me, cracking.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, with the vinyl. Yes. Okay.
Delight 77 saying old ones as well. So we on the old train. Hey.
We have finally agreed on something.
We're all on one accord because finally. I don't know what Ray was talking about with this cocoa. Pouring the eggnog in the cocoa. When the cocoa is a flavor, cocoa is like seasoning.
I didn't think he was talking about powder cocoa. I thought he was talking about what's already made.
Even if it's already made, you just, you know.
Okay. Is this Christmas old song or a new song?
We gotta do the bum 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 bum.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
And you gotta hit him, say, shake a hand,
yeah. I agree.
Hey, Emily Ball House. I hope I'm saying it correctly. Welcome. Thank you for tuning into the Reverb Live Show. Right now, we are doing a this or that game.
I love this or that game. It lets you know who your friends are. If they think the same things as you think.
Yeah, they think that you're supposed to put eggnog in the cocoa.
If they prefer real trees over artificial trees, because real trees are a pain.
But they smell so good. You put up a real tree in your house, I mean, you walk into the house like, Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here.
You're right. That's good. We hope you had a good time hanging out with the Reverb Live crew this holiday season. I wonder if I can get a Christmas song out there or not. I'm not sure. But if you missed any of our past episodes, please make sure you check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and all other major sound streaming platforms. Just search for at Reverb Live Show.
And you're getting a whole bunch of hearts from Paula Crystal J. Hey, I hope Paula. I'm saying it right. Hey there. Welcome to the Reverb Live Show. And if you have any questions or topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love or send us a recipe, maybe we can test it out and try it. You know, maybe I'll do it and see what everybody thinks about it right here in the studio. But anyway, you can send all of that to info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you guys for all of the hearts.
Hey, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live Show. But stay tuned, stick around. Another hour could be on the way. Or you could press play to hear our next episode. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
To the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
beans,
potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys,
beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, 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 beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.